Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Shemot, Names. Week 13, 6th Aliyah. Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please, let me go back to my brothers in Egypt and see whether they are still alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Exodus 4, verse 18. What lies in your heart? After 40 years with Yitro, his father-in-law, Moshe had the children of his people in his heart. He called them my brothers. The Torah reveals that Moshe had a strong feeling of brotherhood for his people. Chapter 2, verse 11. His feelings had not waned after those 40 years away from them. The Eternal felt strongly for his people. Chapter 3, verse 7. And Moshe felt the same because he cultivated his personal relationship with Abba Kadosh daily. The fact that he called his son Gershom, a foreigner there, also shows that his heart was with the children of Israel. The one who is able to feel the compassion that the Eternal has for others will be able to help to alleviate the burden of the needy and to free the oppressed. The one who seeks to make healing and deliverance miracles in order to gain power, fame, or money doesn't know Hashem's heart and will never be approved by him. Hashem's compassion for his people was in Moshe's heart, not only when he saw their hard labor when he was 40, chapter 2, verse 11, Acts 7, 23, but also during his encounter with the angel at the burning bush, where his fire of love and compassion, that doesn't burn but motivates to act and to help others, was intensified. When Moshe left with his family, he had to pay for his donkey, his means of transportation, chapter 4, verse 20. Even if he had the right to be rewarded for serving in the mission of the people's redemption, he didn't claim it later, Numbers 16, 15. He took on the cost himself. This is a characteristic of a true servant of the redemption. He is willing to give all he has to help the people he has in his heart. In this case, his brethren. May the Eternal fill us with his love, compassion, and concern for our brothers. May we never consider the price too high for being collaborators in the redemption. Shalom.